How do you make sure that everyone stays informed in the organization? How have you managed your communication?
Oh, that's such a great question. And you know, part of the response that we gave Airbnb's top leadership this morning about that incident where one of our staff wrote to them was we said the changes that we're being asked to make by the governments, both in Manila and in KL, are changing every few hours. And just keeping all 3,000 people in the same direction and with the same understanding is hard enough. So a couple of things that we do, we really, really count on our leadership to proactively communicate with people. So all of the communication updates that are happening now are happening through Slack channels. And I basically push out all of these communications to my leadership. And after I've pushed out communications through Slack or through some written channels, we normally get into huddles, video huddles like the ones that I just told you about. And they're not very long. They could be 10-minute huddles just to explain what the communication is. The last one I did was, okay, guys, you know, we're required to make sure all of our staff have a letter to show that they're working for our company, that they're an essential service in case they're stopped by the police or military on their way to work. How are we going to do this? Fastest way, our SAP SuccessFactors system, which is accessible on mobile for all of our staff. We put up a mail merge and do a formal letter with our HR director's signature at the bottom of it that says, which would have the person's name and IC number. So if they're stopped, they pull that up on their phone and they show that to the police. But it's going to be pushed out through Flash. It'll be pushed out today at 5:30. We know that the big batch is going to need it. We'll leave the office at 8. So it's those kind of things. And you do that like in a 10-minute video huddle. And then the trick is making sure that everyone that I do that with goes out and, you know, cascades that across the organization. And what I learned is that there are specific teams where there's dissent or there's misunderstanding. And then I know, okay, my leaders here have not quite gotten that message to the people correctly. And that gives me an opportunity to go in and to fix that and to perhaps jointly have these communications with them as my leaders learn how to cascade these communications to their people. So it's a combination of technology and basically old school conversations, taking questions, fielding questions, and then for the people who are not comfortable to do cascades themselves, it's providing that layer of support and going down to the ground with them and doing it as well.
Byron, I'm sure that, you know, so there was a book many years ago, What They Don't Teach You at Harvard Business School, right? And I think that COVID is going to give a lot of great lessons to leaders on, you know,